So hey you, and welcome to another episode of the What's Up Nairobi podcast. I am your host, Joe Gotho. So hi, how are you from wherever you're listening in from? I hope you've been well. I hope you had yourself a good time. If this is your first time here, welcome to this podcast. If this is not your first time here, then thank you so much for coming back, because I have been MIA for quite some time, and even as I record today's episode, I can be honest and say that my mind is kind of all over the place. You know, I've been really kind of battling this comeback, and I hope this is the comeback, and this hopefully becomes the first episode of many. So I hope you found a reason to smile. I hope you found a reason to enjoy life, celebrate life, irrespective of whatever it is that you might be finding challenging currently. And as I start this episode, and hopefully the episodes to come, I hope that this become a place where we get, first of all, to share, we get to laugh, we get to learn, we get to inspire one another, we get to share our experiences, yeah? And I hope this becomes one of those good things that will be happening in your life in the coming weeks, in the coming months, and all that, yeah? So welcome to today's episode, and as you can already tell from the title, I'll be talking about a little bit about driving. And so if, for example, you are listening in today's episode from maybe behind the wheel, you are a driver, you own your own car, please do find me and teach me how to drive, because I still can't drive, yeah? And if you are listening in maybe from whatever means of public transport that you're using, then maybe we will have one or two things that maybe we can relate to, and this episode is definitely for you. So welcome to today's episode. This is the What's Up Nairobi podcast, episode 5. Oh, and this episode comes out on my birthday, so happy birthday to me. So let me start by saying this, yeah? The amount of times people have confused me for a driver or somebody who owns a car has been, what, quite a number of times than you'd think someone who can't drive would be confused for a driver, if that makes sense, yeah? The very first memory that I have was one of these days, the very early days when I started living by myself, starting employment, because I took some time before I moved out, yeah? But right after moving out, maybe a couple of months or a year after, or during that first year. So one of these days I'm going to buy, I don't know what I'll call them. They're called arrowroots, yeah? We call them Doma here in Kenya. So during that time, I was having this whole of, I've always loved Doma for, yeah, I've always loved Doma. So back then when I was living by myself, my favorite combination that I used to love and used to cook quite often was a mixture of potatoes, yeah? I'm here twanging. Potatoes and Doma. Or arrowroot, if I'm not wrong, yeah. So that combination, first of all, as a Kikuyu, you have to make it a little bit wet. You make it, you know, that mixture of a little bit of thick soup from the potatoes and the thick soup from Doma. Once they mix, oh my God, that was a meal for me. And then throw in some avocado, but we're not here to talk about the recipe. Or recipes or whatever, my favorite recipes or whatever, yeah? So I'm going to buy Ndomas at this spot that I used to buy. And I can't say I think maybe this was the first time I was buying, because I came to become a regular customer to this particular lady, yeah? But I remember one of the very first times I was buying from her. So after purchasing, yeah, I remember her asking if I have somewhere to place, like I have a carrier bag for the potatoes, or because I was just parked across the road, it's okay for me to carry them the way they are. And I don't remember myself answering or explaining to her that the vehicle that she was referring to was not mine. I just remember myself telling her that it's okay, I think I will just carry them as they are. And carry forward to some other time, I think I had taken my mom to get a fridge in one of the supermarkets. And I remember towards the end, as we were leaving, we were supposed to get the fridge home via an Uber. Yeah? And I remember the supermarket attendant, as they were escorting us through the process of clearing and all that. Yeah, I remember him asking me, like, where have you parked? And I don't remember my exact nini, because I think we had requested for the nini. I think I just said, we have a vehicle right outside the supermarket or something, yeah? But these are two of the very many instances that I have been confused for a car owner. And of course, being a car owner means that I can drive. But I am sorry to say, I don't think I have ever driven a car even a few feet, you know. I think the many times I've been behind the wheel, it's when the car is completely off, yeah. And I remember the only one time I think I have done anything that is close to driving a vehicle was literally reverse. I don't know if it's reverse, because I remember what I did was basically, all I did was play around the brakes, because I think the car was moving by itself, so I can't really say that I have driven. So what I'll say is I've never really, really ever pressed on an accelerator, if not on Need for Speed on my computer or something, yeah. And of late now, as old as I am currently, I think I've found one or two people who've had an issue with the fact that I can't drive. But for the longest time, I think I have never really had anybody have a problem with that. Most of my friends drive. We're always with them. They claim I have no interest when they've been questioned once. And to be honest, I can't blame them. I don't know. For some reason, I've never really had the interest, to be honest. I do know that I want to drive someday. I didn't really get into like really liking and being aware of vehicles for a very long time of my life, until very late into my 20s, if I'm not really late into my 20s, yeah, but way later than a man or a boy should be. My interest for car had never really been there, yeah. And I think for a very long time, this had never really made a lot of sense to me until later, yeah. And I think as much as we're talking about car, I think this experience that I'm talking about when it comes to driving applies to so many things in life. And that's why I thought that I should pick this one out, but I think related to so many other things, because there are a lot of things that don't make sense until way later in life, you know. And for me, I think of late, I found myself kind of understanding why it is that I really never had that interest in driving. And one is because I think for the longest time, I've never been a lover of traveling. Yeah, I've always felt paranoid. I'm the kind of guy who really finds it hard to sleep when they are traveling, you know. And I can't really say that I've had a lot of bad experiences on the road. I think I can't call them near-death experiences or just scares. I think they're more of scares, like accidents. I think I can remember of two instances. The very last one that I had, that was a while back, really shook me. It made me really not look forward to getting on the road. And I think I've also experienced I experienced bad drivers very early in life, if you can say that. And that kind of gave me a scare. And I don't really know where that deep fear of traveling came from, but I think with time I kind of got comfortable with it, or maybe I found myself in spaces whereby I was being driven by people that I trust, and that helped me get better at dealing with the fear and all that. Yeah, but looking at it now, I think what has started to make sense for me is, I think driving takes a lot of responsibility. You know, I think I have done an episode, I think on my previous podcast, those podcasts where I was talking about how much we should value drivers and how much responsibility we give to them. Yeah, whenever we step into a vehicle, or whenever you step into a vehicle and you're not the one driving, the amount of responsibility you giving to this person, yeah, you're literally placing your life onto their hands. Yeah, and that's why for me, I think driving has always been a big deal for me. Yeah, and I think and I believe that for the longest time, knowingly or unknowingly, I think I had never been I don't think I was mature enough to be behind the wheel. I'm not saying that I'm a careless person generally when it comes to life. I think I'm a pretty, I can be carefree at some point and a bit careless, but I think I'm pretty responsible. But I think there is another level of maturity that comes with driving that I feel I had to learn before I got there. And for the longest time, I think there are days I joke with myself and I say, if I was driving through a certain period of my life, in a period whereby I was having a lot of, not a lot of drinking, a lot sounds like too much, yeah? When I was having a good share of fun, like going out, drinking and all that, yeah? I think I would have maybe wrecked my first car very early if I got it that early, yeah? Because I'm pretty free and I can be a bit carefree. I can also be a bit generous when it comes to maybe helping people out. And I'm imagining, I'm picturing a night out with friends, and I am the driver, you know. Sometimes I am pretty careful when it comes to who's driving me and or who is carrying me or whatever, yeah, or who is the driver whenever maybe we are out with friends or something, yeah. But of course, sometimes you never know. Once you've had one, two drinks too many, sometimes you get lost. You're not really in touch with reality, yeah. And I think, and I have always felt like the discipline hasn't been there. I think it has grown over time. I think I have come to learn over time the amount of discipline it takes for you to be behind the wheel. And I think the things that I have learned over time, you know, the responsibility that it takes for you to be behind the wheel, to take care of people and to carry people's lives on your hand, I think it's something I really needed to take time to learn. I needed time to mature up, to understand what it takes. First of all, to own a vehicle, and second of all, to be responsible every time I step, I sit behind the wheel. And I think that is something I don't think attending a driving school really teaches you, that part of driving. You know, it gives you the skills, it gives you the rules and all that. But there is a whole other experience that I am lucky to have gone through without really necessarily sitting behind the wheel and learning that the hard way. And with all that being said, I think owning a car was something I think I have manifested before, and I remember myself saying, I think it is right before COVID, I was so sure that I was going to get myself a vehicle at some point, you know, and I was like, next year, but one, or just next year, I think something good is going to happen, you know. And then COVID came and surprised me or whatever, or maybe I didn't work hard enough or something, yeah. But I also think having taken time, yes, of course, maybe it's because I can't afford it, but also haven't taken the time that I have taken, first of all, maybe to learn to drive, to get to maybe own a car, I think I have learned, and I have learned to see car ownership in general as something different. It's given me time to analyze, yeah, because I feel like for the longest time or so, here in Kenya and maybe in Africa in general, I think Akka for the longest time has been more of a sign of status. Those who have vehicles are seen to be well off. And I remember the best joke, I think, or the best discussions I've had around that is, I think I found myself joking around with one or two people about how when I was younger, so maybe way back then when I was a kid, you talk to that uncle of yours who drives a car. You know, at that point, if you had a car, you are well off. It didn't matter which kind of a brand. Way back then, brands were not really a big thing. As long as you have a car, you're rich and all that, yeah? And you talk to this person and you ask them for a coin here and there, they'll say they don't have money, eh? And you look at them, you'll be like, how don't you have money and you have a car? And way later in life, looking at things differently now, you are like, most those with those cars and vehicles, there's a much more likelihood that when they say they have no money, it's more likely to be true than what I thought back then. Because for one, I think I've taken some of my friends to the garage quite a number of times, and I've looked at the amount of vehicles that are parked around there trying to be fixed, and I'm like, wait a minute. So this is the side that I don't see about owning a car. And they talk about the amounts of money they are spending in those garages, the headaches and all that. And that is the side we don't see, you know. When you ask somebody to give you a ride, the only thing you think about is how mean they are for maybe denying you a ride. Or sometimes, I remember way back when we were younger, when we'd go for those family functions and you're trying to get a ride with your that uncle of yours that has a car, and they'll be like, oh, my car is full, I cannot, blah blah blah, or whatever excuse they come up with. You'd hold these grudges against them. You'd be like, why are you not lending me a car? Why are you not lending me a car? So why are you not giving me a ride? After all you're doing is stepping into this car and pressing on the brake, and whether I'm there or not, you'll still go to wherever you're going, yeah? And we don't really take time to understand all that which involves owning that particular car, you know? And I think what I think I have learned, and this example of driving and car ownership, what lesson is given me, to be honest, is that sometimes once we are patient with things, yeah, and then we take a time to analyze things more so, when maybe after a period of time and we look at the bigger picture, I think it makes sense for certain things to happen the way they happen, for certain things to take the time that they have taken to happen. And I think the biggest eye-opener for me in regards to this topic has always been that, you know, with time, I have realized that I wasn't ready for this, because I feel like sometimes, generally, even in life, there are things we want, the achievements we want, there are goals that we want, you know, and sometimes we feel like it's unfair that we don't have them, or it's taking too much time, or we are disadvantaged because X and X have this and this, and there are things we admire, there are things we want, and we don't have those things. And we start to question and we start to wonder, why don't I have that? But sometimes I feel like we are not prepared, yeah? We are not ready, I mean, we are not ready for that, you know? We've not prepared ourselves well for that destination in life, for that opportunity, yeah? Because I feel like even when it comes to work, sometimes I think I used to sit down and be like, why does this person deserve maybe a raise, a higher position and all that, yeah? And I think with time, I've come to realize there are things I would want, but to be honest with myself, I don't think I'm ready to be there yet, you know? There are things I need to do for me to get there. There are things I need to learn. There are things I need to better about myself for me to be at that position, for me to be at that point, yeah? For me to get to that point, you know? Sometimes I think being impatient makes us not see sense, or not see the bigger picture of why things are like this, why you are not at that point, why you're not maybe getting that promotion, you know? It's very easy to sit down and feel shortchanged, to feel like you're disadvantaged, rather than like sit down, look at yourself, look at what that which you want demands, and ask yourself, am I really ready for that? Am I prepared for that? And am I ready, you know, am I that complete package for me to be at that particular point, you know, rather than be like blame and ask questions and feel bad and feel wrong for not being at a certain point of having something. You know, sometimes we look at even in terms of asking yourself, like, everyone around me is getting into maybe relationships, marriage, getting a family and all that, yeah, and feel disadvantaged, you feel like you're unlucky because nothing works. But I feel like sometimes we need to ask ourselves, are you actually preparing yourself for that which you want, you know? What are you doing that so that when that opportunity comes, so that when that time comes, you'll be ready to accept that which you really crave for and want, you know? Like if you're looking forward to get into marriage right now, before you get to that marriage, are you preparing yourself? Are you aware of what that destination or that which you want demands, you know? And what are you doing right now to make you to make sure that you're preparing yourself to that for that destination or something, you know? And sometimes ironically, it's not even in our power. It's just how nature works, that sometimes things take time for us to learn something. Things take time for us to see the bigger picture. So I think it's about patience and being open and being aware of your surrounding. And I think sometimes standing outside of your own circle and watching your life from outside, if that makes sense, like just taking a step back and looking at everything like an outsider, you know, criticizing yourself, asking yourself questions, looking at your whole life from a different perspective, and trying and just trying to join the dots. Yeah. So I think from my experience when it comes to driving, yes, I think it's, and I believe it's very much important for me at this particular point. And as a man, I have been told those are the basic things that you need to learn. I don't know, but somehow the pressure never really gets to be enough. I don't know for whatever reason, but I feel like with time it's been making sense. I don't know, I've not been ready for some time. And I think that's why every year I keep telling myself that this is the year that I'll learn to drive, this is the year that I'll learn to swim, because those are the two things that I've always had on my list every single year. I never ever end up accomplishing them. One of these days I think I will, I have to. But I think the longer I wait sometimes, first of all, I don't know, maybe I'm justifying myself, but the longer I wait sometimes, the more I feel like it starts to make sense. So whatever it is that seems like it's taking time for you, doesn't make sense, give it time and look at it from a distance and maybe it will make sense. So that's it for this comeback episode. I'm calling it the comeback episode because it's an unstructured comeback, if I can say that. I came back with no plan because I was at that point of like, I just need to record something for me to get back to doing it again, you know. And thank you for being here with me today. I hope I keep you informed, entertained, thinking through whatever it is we will be discussing in the future episode. And above everything else, whatever I try to achieve is to start conversations or to encourage people to have conversations, to talk to one another. Just evoke a thought in your mind that maybe inspires you to have a conversation with somebody else and get to see their perspective of life in general, or whatever it is we will be discussing in whatever episode you choose to listen to. But thank you for being here for this one. Thank you for sticking around until the end. And if you're new here, please do consider following the podcast on this platform. And maybe if whatever discussions we have, if you enjoy listening to me, please do share the podcast with a friend so that we can try and build and grow this community, so that there are more people to shout at me if I disappear again. But thank you for being here. I hope you have yourself a lovely, lovely time until the next episode. So thank you very much. Have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely time.